This is Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from Yellowstone National Park. And on our way here, we stopped in Montana, which is a state that some analysts believe could be competitive in the presidential race this year. Now, it's only got 3 electoral votes, so it's unlikely to be decisive, but it is a good indication of the changing politics of the West. David Parker is an associate professor of political science at Montana State University. We met up with him at a cafe in Bozeman.
Well, Montana, a lot of people characterize it as a red state, but that's not an apt characterization. It's actually a pretty purple state. It generally goes for Republicans and presidential campaigns, but then down ballot, people tend to vote Democratic.
Right now, Montana has 1 Democratic senator, John Tester, who was elected in 2006. He's not your typical Democrat, though. He's a farmer, and he's got scars to prove it.
He's missing some fingers on one of his hands, and he's up there on the farm, 10,000-acre farm, putting in peas.
He's also the only senator with a flat-top haircut.
He is the only senator with a flat-top haircut, and he still goes to the same barber in Great Falls.
So he's just like a regular guy. He associates with the people of Montana in a way that a national politician of the same party with most of the same views might not.
And I would agree with that. And also, the Democrats here tend to do things that Montana's like. They're skeptical of big things like big business. They're skeptical of big government. They talk about they're generally pro-gun, and they're generally pretty conservative. So those things play well here in Montana.
The state has only gone for the Democrat in presidential elections twice since 1964. The first time for Lyndon Johnson, and the second time for Bill Clinton back in 1992.
So in 1992, it was very close. Bill Clinton just barely won here in Montana, but that was because of the presence of a certain H. Ross Perot.
That made it possible for Clinton to get enough of the vote to win the state, but he didn't need as much as he would if he were just running against one other person.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, Bill Clinton won the state with less than 40% of the vote, and Ross Perot had one of the best showings in 1992. He got about 26% of the vote, which is obviously higher than, I think, he averaged around 19% nationally.
Back in 2008, when President Obama was running for his first term, he lost Montana by just 2 percentage points. It was one of the closest results of any state in the country. This year, Parker says Montana could be fertile territory for Donald Trump. There are few minorities in this state and a lot of whites without a college education, a group Trump is performing well with. Also, in the Democratic primary, Bernie Sanders won Montana, so Hillary Clinton has her work cut out for her. Off of Main Street in Bozeman, we met Aaron McCracken, who sells construction equipment. He says he's made up his mind.
Very reluctantly.
Who would that be?
Well, not Hillary, so that leaves me with Trump.
And when you say reluctantly, what makes you reluctant about him?
I don't know that he's mature enough to handle national security, I guess. That makes me leery. He seems like a wild card, and I don't know if that's a public persona or if he's truly like that.
But you still are going to vote for him?
Yes.
So what do you like about him?
I like the fact that he is a wild card, actually. He's outside the political establishment. The fact that the mainstream Republicans aren't behind him is good for me. I want an outlier candidate, I guess. But I think Trump's a little too much of an outlier, but...
And beyond personality, what issues do you like that he is talking about?
I don't know. I guess my vote with Trump is more of a protest vote. I don't particularly agree with his immigration policy. He hasn't gotten specific on the economy. He's just kind of broad strokes. So I'm not sure what I'd rally behind. I don't like or trust Hillary. So.
Aaron's wife, Anna, a nurse practitioner, feels the same way about Hillary Clinton.
I feel like Benghazi and a few of those other, just her cover-ups that, I don't know if that's a media thing that's been portraying those or if they're all true, but I feel like she hasn't been very truthful in her past political standings.
And what's the most important issue to you, would you say?
Probably women's rights, which I know sounds funny that I would vote for Trump in that situation since he's pretty anti-female. But again, I don't trust Hillary.
Jenny Cowan, a librarian in Bozeman, has come to a different conclusion. She will be voting for Hillary Clinton.
I was a Bernie Sanders advocate, and I voted for him in the primary, but I'm going to be just as happy with Hillary, I think. And given the alternatives, I'm 100% for her.
What's the most important issue for you as you vote?
I would say probably only one.
You can name more than one if you want.
I think the environment is probably the biggest issue for me. And I certainly do believe in climate change. And I think there's only some candidates that fall that way, too. I also am a pretty big education advocate. So that's another important one for me.
Do you think that Hillary has a chance of winning in Montana?
Well, I do. And I certainly will work for that myself. And I think there are a lot of other people who are working for it, too.
Cameron Price isn't one of them. We found him shopping with his mom.
Absolutely not voting for Trump. Really don't want to vote for Clinton either. I think I might either write in Sanders or put on Jill Stein, probably.
And what is it that you don't like about both of the major party candidates?
Well, Trump, I'll just try and put it politely, is just not someone I agree with in any sense of the word. And then Clinton just feels like more of the same establishment. I might as well be electing another candidate or something like that. And just not someone I trust in office. I want some actual real change to occur, some definitive economic reform to move the tax burden away from the middle class and to the higher levels. You know, my mom, for instance, makes $30,000 a year, but she still has to pay 10% tax on a sales exchange where she lives in Washington for a car, and that's, I don't think that's something someone making $30,000 a year should have to do. So,
now, Cameron Price mentioned Jill Stein, but according to political scientist David Parker, the third party candidate that could really have an impact in Montana is Libertarian Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson, I think, is kind of the magic bullet that could actually lead to Hillary Clinton maybe pulling off what Bill Clinton did in 1992, because I think there's going to be a lot more defections on the Republican side. Libertarians do well here in the state. The key is, does Gary Johnson have enough money to get his name out there? And I think if he gets in the debates, that would go a long way to boosting his presence. Libertarians are popular, and that's the thing. A lot of the Republicans here who are libertarian-minded are not fans of Donald Trump.
So far this election cycle, there haven't been any public polls in the state of Montana. And unless one shows a tight race, Parker says, don't expect the candidates to be making stops here. But as the economy here changes and tourism plays a bigger role, Parker expects more new voters to move here from the coasts, changing the state's politics even more, and turning Montana's color on the political map a bit more purple.